The March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, did you go to that?
Yes, I did.
Well, now you're going to have to tell me about that, because that happened, headed to Washington, August 27, 1963.
Right.
This is when Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream.
I have a dream. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about being there and how close you were and how you heard him and all that.
I have never, ever seen so many people in my life. I have never, ever seen so many buses in my life. People from all races, creeds, and colors, all religious background, name it, they were at the March on Washington. It was a experience that if you live a lifetime, if you missed it, you would never be able to recapture it. Because it seemed like everybody that was coming to Washington at that time were there for a given purpose. And the given purpose was to make America a better place to live.
You didn't know he was going to make the biggest speech of his life.
Of course not.
Nobody knew that. Mm-mm. But you were there for, as it said, the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Mm-hmm. How did you get there?
We took buses from Oklahoma City.
Who paid for that?
We raised money. We would sell pickles and whatever it took. Catfish dinner, hot dog.
Where did you stay when you got there?
You know what? I don't remember. I really don't remember where we stayed at. I don't think we spent the night. I mean, it had to be outside D.C. because D.C. was so crowded during that time.
About 250,000 participated. Can you hear Martin Luther King speaking to you right now as you think about that?
Oh, yes. He was so young and articulate that he captivated the minds and the struggles of some of the people that you knew from other states that were freshly out of jail. He was talking to all of us, don't give up. Don't give up the dream of freedom.
He said, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be
judged by the color of the skin, but by the content of their character.
I have a dream. Mm-hmm. How close do you think we are to that today? Or how far are we from it today?
We're closer than we were as a nation, but we're not close enough. My theory about this is real simple. We made progress as a nation, and thank God for affirmative action. Because many of us who had key positions in industry or whatever, as minorities, would never have had that opportunity unless they were forced somehow to do so. Although you were educationally equipped to compete, you were immediately put out and judged before you get in the door because you're black. So it's hard to compete in a race when you start in the back 40.
Right.
In America, we made a lot of progress. And then when we put the president in, everything was cool. Now, this is a Marylandism. I'm going to tell you. Now, this is a Marylandism. All at once, America went to bed. They went to sleep. They woke up. And they had a black president. And things started changing back again.
There was resentment to having a black president.
Yes. Let me tell you something. I get involved in these news stories and stuff. And I can remember they said that when President Obama was elected, that you had four representatives that got together in Washington. He said, anything that he brings to us, we're going to slap it away. And one of them was from the state of Oklahoma.
Which one was that?
Oh, I don't know. You had to do your research. That's what you dealt with from day one.
Well, the leader of the Senate was Mitch McConnell, and he was one of them. Mm-hmm. He was the one who spoke it. But you do know there was a representative from Oklahoma that was in that meeting, is what you're saying, and you don't want to say who that was right now. Don't you think that this strife between blacks and whites, but also between Jews and Palestinians and Hispanics, they have their fights, and so it will go on to the end of the earth?
I have another theory. I think that everyone in America should be tested.
How do you mean?
Because according to the Constitution, if you have a drop of black blood in you, you're black. There's so much intermingling in America that you'd be surprised who's black. No kidding.
Right.
And I think we're fussing about nothing because all of us are basically the same thing. I have the same dream for my children as you have for your children. Mm-hmm. I have the same quest and a desire for education as you have for yourself. The only difference, the only real difference in us, it might be financially, I'm broke, but but it's the color of our skin. We're very similar as people. You bleed, I bleed. I look back, and I think about my grandfather, who fought in the war never had an opportunity, never, to sleep in a hotel, never had an opportunity to eat in a restaurant, never had an opportunity to go to college, but was injured in the war and came back and mistreated at VA. Oh, it could be bitterness in this country. It could be there are bigots and whatever. But until we honestly decide that this thing is bigger than all of us, you have no choice but to love me if you're a Christian. That's what the Bible says. We have to work together. Either we're going to work together hand in hand because we're in the same old boat, or we're going to sink together.
So again, don't you think this is going to be an ongoing thing?
No.
Or you think that eventually?
Eventually all things must change. Most people thought that slavery would never go away.
Your grandfather fought in World War I, was it?
Mm-hmm. My father fought in World War II.
Now today we have Ferguson, Missouri. There was major demonstrations there. We have Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. It was a group that was organized within the last year or so. We're in 2016 now. So it continues to point out the tension and the unrest between blacks and whites.
It'll always be tension and unrest in any community. Even here in Oklahoma City, where all the black women were raped by the policemen here. That's an insult to humanity, that many women could be raped by one man who was carrying a badge.
And that happened in 2014 or 15. Mm-hmm. We point that out to show
that's
you.
That's here lately.
Right.
It was just sentenced. But the good people in this country are going to have to speak up. And the people that were active, you know, my age and getting ready to retire and all that, we remain in solid and just say, well, let somebody else pull this wagon. I'm tired.